be heard. As a
Okay.
reminder, please state your name and whether or not you are a borough resident for the record. Do we have any public to be heard? Don?
Yeah. Hi, Don Wheaton. I am a borough resident, and I'm actually here on behalf of Walk Friendly Newtown. I'm going to spend a couple minutes in public to be heard since it wasn't on the agenda, and that's my fault. What I would like to do first is, Chief Sabbath, I'd like to thank you and the Borough Police Department for the work that you did in the most recent aggressive driving campaign.
Thank you.
Your officers put in 11 hours of overtime, cited in that period of time 16 people for speeding and 5 people for running red lights or stop signs. If you do the math on that, that's a citation about every 30 minutes. That's in a single location at any given point in time in the borough. It gives you an idea of how much speeding and running of stop signs and red lights is occurring if they're cited about every 30 minutes. That is also about the rate that was seen in other safety campaigns that were run, whether it was for pedestrian safety in crosswalks or other violations. They're about every 30 to 40 minutes when a campaign runs, the police are citing someone for a significant traffic violation. In light of that, what Walk Friendly Newtown asked for in the 2025 borough budget was $10,000 to cover the cost of running 5 safety campaigns in 2025. I understand that money is generally included in the budget, but would like for Borough Council to specifically call out 5 safety campaigns during 2025 as the use of those funds. That's something I assume you would talk about during the budget discussion itself. We ran one in 2022, one in 2023, two in 2024. It's clear that there is a lot of traffic violation going on, and we need to run 5 campaigns next year. The last request that I'd like to make, the second one, is the Borough Council consider forming a task force consisting of Borough Police, Walk Friendly Newtown members, and perhaps others to see what could be done to increase routine enforcement during the periods between specific safety campaigns in the borough. To give you a sense of what the gap is between the campaign activity and the routine activity, a speeding citation during the campaign, most recent campaign, was issued about every 40 minutes. As a matter of routine enforcement, that occurs in the borough about every 3 days. So people are speeding at a rate where when you're focused on catching them, you catch one about every 40 minutes. As a matter of routine activity, you catch one about every 3 days. So the question is, are there opportunities available to us to increase routine enforcement as well as to specify the use of the $10,000 to buy campaigns during the year? So I would just leave that with Borough Council. I appreciate your time and attention. And again, Chief, really appreciate the work Borough Police are doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Don. Any additional public speaker? Thanks. Moving on to Michelle.
You have my engineer's report for this month. I could take any questions, but there is one item for you to decide at next week's regular council meeting, and that is the first and final pay estimate for this year's road program. We are recommending payment to Delaware Valley Paving in the amount of $186,433.11. The motion was to be made contingent upon us receiving a maintenance period bond and certified payrolls. We received them yesterday. And if Craig wasn't part of that email that I got, I'll make sure that you have them. You'll notice that the bid amount was 203,000 and some odd dollars. The amount of base repair and crack sealing that we had to do on some of the roads was much less than what we expected because we don't know what's under the roads until we actually mill it. So it's less than what was budgeted.
Let's do that every year.
We're going to do a lot less next year, right? Maybe. Right. That's all I have in. I'm here if anybody has any questions on my report.
Any questions for Michelle? All right, thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. The police committee met 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, mm-hmm. a week ago, to discuss the hiring of a part-time officer, Dylan Maddox, and Emily, myself, and the chief sat with him, and a nice young man's got some good experience and some background. His resume, I believe, is loaded up on your mm-hmm. fair
yeah.
file. So we'd be asking to for someone to make a motion to hire Dylan or Mr. Maddox at Tuesday's meeting. If there's any questions, feel free to ask one of the three of us.
Yeah. You want to say anything, Chief?
No, it's just we are shorthanded. Actually, hasn't gone to the police committee yet, but I just got another letter of resignation from another part-time. So we definitely have a need.
Okay.
He is a nice young man. And
he is.
Yeah.
He's very, very nice.
Yeah.
And I think he'll fit well with you guys.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right. Thank you. Special event applications. We have the Shamrock Shuffle 5K sponsored by Boss Events on Saturday, March 15th. This year, next year, 2025, 9 to 11 a.m. On designated race route. There's no rain date, so that'll be in there for discussion and a motion for approval. Special event reminders, a lot going on this weekend, actually. Annual tree lighting is this Friday, sponsored by the Newtown Experience Group, December 6th. This Friday, December 6th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Newtown Fire Association, located at 14 Liberty Street. There is no rain date. It looks like the weather should be good. Newtown Holiday Parade, sponsored by the Newtown Business Association, on Sunday, December 8th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. along with
that's
the
typo.
11, no, I'm sorry, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Yes. Thank you. And designated race, designed. Designated route, no rain date. I think it's going to be 50 and sunny. That's a great day to be out there. And then a Hanukkah menorah lighting sponsored by Lubavitch of Bucks County on Wednesday, December 25th, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on 25 North State Street. There's no rain date for that. So three events that are coming up this weekend on 3 days. And we have the Shamrock Shuffle approval for next week as well.
Thanks, John. I reached out to Josh because I didn't see any application for the caroling, which I know we've discussed in the past. Do we need to have one or do we not? So
mm-hmm.
he reached out to Tracy and Donna, and he's got a little
yeah.
update.
So they said that they haven't done an application in the past, but they reached out to the police department about safety issues and sort of maybe having someone escort them while they're caroling. I reached out to Walk Friendly Newtown to see if anyone would be interested in perhaps maybe wearing the yellow vests and the flashlights like they did on the for the Halloween event that we had here in the borough, just to promote safety and that kind of thing. I'm not sure that plan is going to work out this year because of the notice,
yeah.
like late notice.
Do we have a date?
But we do have a date for the caroling. The caroling is going to be December 18th. It's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. They're going to meet at the Chancellor Center. And the end of the route is going to be at the Christmas tree by the fire station.
Great. I just wanted to make sure we got that in here so everyone,
mm-hmm.
the world knows. All right. Thanks, Josh.
So are any borough funds being expended on this?
I think not.
I think it's like $100 to print the stuff.
Yeah, perhaps it's in the budget for
yeah.
their...
It's been in their budget for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't thinking in terms of budgeting. I was thinking in terms of church and state separation.
We have this discussion. The
I know.
First year they planned it.
Yes,
and,
I know. And
we talked about it a lot.
Yes, and how was it resolved?
Council agreed that it was fine.
Okay. Does this council agree that it's fine?
I do. They specifically do not do any religious songs.
Okay.
They do mostly commercial Christmas songs. They do Hanukkah songs. They, I think last year did a Kwanzaa song.
Okay.
So I personally have no issue with it. And this is the third year and we've never had any complaints. So if we did have complaints, that would be a point for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I mean, if anyone else feels differently. Okay. All right, Greg.
Solicitor's report. The solicitor's report was provided, and it was sometime, I think it was uploaded this morning, so I apologize for the late arrival of that. It was a little more extensive this year, but it provides updates on a couple of things. I guess the first item on the agenda is an update on the mobile food vendor ordinance. I'm taking this as more of an update for me, as at our last meeting, we were waiting for feedback both from council and reviewing what you would like this to, what form you'd like to see this take, and also maybe some opportunity to reach out further and have discussions with the business community or the larger community to see if they had any feedback in the interim before we move into, I guess, before we fill out the rest of the chart that Josh and Julia put together and then move it into back into ordinance form. So this is more of a
So, we decided to start from scratch. Julia and Josh put their chart together. Obviously, we had a lot of input from local business owners in person who wanted to have their thoughts taken in from the very beginning, which is fine. So, Julia created an empty chart template that we sent to all of them and heard from no one.
So, it has been sent out.
It was sent out the day after the
and
meeting.
And nobody has, no
not one,
one has
person
responded. Okay.
And I even followed up with the attorney representing the business owners in person to remind them, and still nothing. So where we go from here is maybe, where we go from here.
maybe we can send out another general reminder.
No.
It's been 5 weeks.
They've had plenty of time. And so my recommendation is that we have what we discuss this at the January work session. And in the meantime, that all of council can look at the chart and fill it out, figure out kind of how they feel about different things. So we can have a reasonable discussion at that meeting.
That's fine with me.
Prepared.
And if you run into business centers, tell them, fill it out.
They got it. It got sent. And if they were asking for it and they didn't get it, they should have asked. I don't know. Judy, do you know that it actually got distributed to the other businesses?
I know that it did.
Okay. So, you know, they asked for it? You know,
so. So we'll use January as a conversation for council, and I'll take feedback as to, at that time, as to what our next step is in drafting.
Sounds good.
The other is the Council Rock Newtown Athletic Association, my favorite acronym. So I know they came and gave an extensive plea last time about the impact that I will take it as unauthorized because we haven't received any permits from the borough or requests for use of the field on the borough end for organized groups to use the field when CRNA are not using it. So I prepared a document, again, I know it was uploaded this morning, which doesn't give you a terrible amount of time to review it, but we wanted to keep this on the conversation. We're in the in-between period, so I think we have some time to consider the options because the use period doesn't start again until the end of March. So if we want to amend this with CRNAA, we have time to do that. The first page is the current language, just so you had it all in one place about the use of the fields. The option that I presented, and I went back and forth, I know we talked about options, but it seems as though there's an option to do it or there's an option to leave it the way it is. So I crafted some language that essentially grants CRNAA the exclusive use of the fields during that March 30th to October 31st window as an organized group. So it specifically states that the community at large can still use the field. It's still parkland. It can still be used. Kids can run around in it, you know, have a catch with your dad or your sister or whoever on a time when it's not being used. But it would also give CRNAA some rights to say if they see a group out there, say, you can't be using it. We have an agreement to use this exclusively. We essentially have this license agreement, this lease to use the field. It would also provide that the borough has the ability, if we get a request, because I know that we had some conversations last time as to whether there was another community group, be it a church group, school group, another community-based organized group who wanted to use the field, that we have the ability to take those applications in. Mm-hmm. We would give the courtesy of running it by CRNAA if it was a date that wasn't on their list of known dates for use of the field, but also require that group give us an indemnity agreement and insurance requirements that if there were any damages to anything that CRNAA maintains, the fields themselves, the backstops, the snack shack, the scoreboard, which they've, you know, put plenty of money and care and time into making sure that Pickering Field is up to the good standards, that if you damage it while you're using it, it's your responsibility. That would take, the borough would only play kind of the administration of it, and not, it would still put the onus on the users to either maintain or, you know, indemnify any damages there. I try not to make it really complicated because I don't think that's in anybody's interest.
No.
But this was kind of the best framework I could come up with for us to either use or use as a starting point to see how we want to have this worked out.
Any comments or questions about this?
Well, this seemed like a pretty reasonable approach, which kind of raised another issue that I brought up a long time ago, is that we really have no mechanism in place for people who are not having special events to reserve or use any of our parks. Mm-hmm. So there's really no way for anyone to know at this point, unless you're putting a big sign up in Pickering Fields that you want to use this field, call the borough, or like there's no mechanism right now to reserve it for anything. So I'm wondering.
Right, no signage saying like, hey, you can't use this field unless it's approved.
Yeah, well, right. or any of our parks. Like if someone wants to have a birthday party in, let's say, Brian Gregg Park, like we don't have, you know, the ability to reserve it for any kind of uses.
So it's in the ordinance, right? Like if you have more than 25 or more, right, then
that's
have to.
Special event, mm-hmm. But that's different than, you understand what I'm saying?
I do, And I don't know if, you know, we have the ability to, I think the issue that we keep on having is whether organized groups want to use the park, right?
Right.
And that's when that 25, that there has to be a threshold at some point, whether it's, you don't want to make anybody who wants to have a picnic, you know, register.
No,
but
no.
I don't know if there necessarily has to be signage, but maybe in Craig's new revamped dream website that we've talked about a couple times, that there is a section on parks that says, you know, contact the borough for if you want to use it for anything, and we can provide some type of information. Because under this agreement, we, at least for Pickering, we should have all the dates that CRNAA is using the field as part of this agreement. That's Exhibit A and Exhibit B.
Right.
That these are the groups under CRNAA's umbrella that are using the field on these dates. This is when the tournaments are. We have that. And then if you want to contact, you know, the borough to use the field as a church group, the Y, whoever, it should go through the manager.
Right.
I do think a sign would be helpful though, because some people just don't know.
Sure.
Right.
What the rules are.
Yeah, so, and we have time to figure that out.
Maybe we could have one for all the different spots and just one sign, put them up, and if it applies, and you know.
Yeah, again, I think that's something we can figure out. I mean, for this mm-hmm. use, that's not going to be an issue until March 30th. Mm-hmm. So figuring this out first. I mean, I'm certainly okay moving forward, sharing this optional language with CRNAA, seeing if they are amenable to that, and then moving forward from there and possibly voting in January.
And Julia, if council wants, I mean, I can certainly take a look at that park usage or like where we can work in park, or if council wants, work in park usage, that we can have a, you know, similar language in the ordinance that says parks are for the exclusive use of the public at large or as otherwise designated by council. And then as an administrative takeoff from that, your administration can put in proper controls for tracking, signing out, granting permission. It doesn't have to be fully outlined by ordinance.
We redid the park ordinance a couple years back, but we didn't, I don't think there's a clause in there about, you know, governing use.
I'm happy to take a look at that to make sure it's tightened up if we think there's going to be an issue at Brian Bragg or Patriots or anywhere else.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that question I've heard of no issues up to this point. I've lived here for 30 years.
But since you brought up Patriots Park, the idea of Patriots Park would it would lend itself for all kinds of things. Let's say somebody wants to have a wedding in it. That doesn't necessarily rise to the level of needing a special event permit, but they might want to reserve the park for an activity.
Some type of process to take it out of purely public use.
Right. But not make it a special event.
Right.
Which would involve the police and everything else.
Right.
I mean, I think that's the third way to use any of our parks, public or I'm not sure it needs to be an ordinance though, or just administrative to Greg's point.
We should have, if there's not something in the ordinance that would give us, that would restrict it, then the actual regulation can be done administratively. But as long as council puts in something that sets it up, that gives a framework for administration to set some parameters.
I'm fine with looking into that then. You are from CRNAA, right?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any comments or questions on what we just discussed before Craig can send you the...
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on that out here. The only thing I'll reiterate to you all and to talk about it the last time we were here, is that we're not looking to keep a push for doing an event on Pickering, right? We're not looking to prevent a movie night in the outfield, right? It's just more of us protecting our investment in the field, not having another outside organization baseball team using the field that's not CRNA. So we're just trying to protect our investment, but also protect the community and relationships we have. And again, I'm sure if we're going to do a softball game and it's not conflicting with our schedule, we're not going to say no to that. You know, we're not going to say no to movies in the park. I know movies in the park were there at one point. But the types of community events, again, within our schedule, that's not something we're going to be, you know, we don't want to ruin the community here, right? We're here to protect our investment and make it the jewel that it is for the borough.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And yeah, the language is very specific to organized.
That's perfect.
So at some point this week, you can reach out and share the updated language and we'll go from there. You guys can take a look at it. Let us know if it works for you and we'll reconvene in the new year.
I appreciate the time. Happy holidays.
Of course. Thank you so much. Does anyone have any more comments or questions on this? For Greg, or any comments or questions at all for Greg?
So actually, that's one thing. So this is talking about non-sports groups asking to use the field. Have we restricted that only the Council Rock group and their affiliated teams are the sports group?
Yes.
Or not?
Yes.
That was the intention.
Okay.
Yeah. So the if you go up to the first, it's and I can always tweak it if this is, you know, draft language.
Right.
So the intention is that they have the exclusive use for the sports programs, at least as on an organized basis. You don't want another Little League or someone else coming in to use what they've invested in for those purposes.
Oh, I understand that was.
I wouldn't think I wouldn't call like the church group or you know.
Is your question clarity?
My question is, like, does it really say that, because it's talking about the ability for a non-sports group or community-based non-sports group to use the facility with getting permissions,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't say, maybe I'm missing something in the language, that the sport use of the field is exclusive to Council Rock.
I will agree, it doesn't explicitly say that, uh-huh. but the takeaway of the language that is there would exclude other sports groups from using the field.
So it says that the only people who can use it is them. Non-sports group can get permission, but then by not stating the other, it's saying those. Okay, yeah. Just want to make sure. Because I know that was the impetus for the whole effort.
All right. Thank you. Greg, is that it from you?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, Craig, do you have anything?
Just one additive thing from back to the bridge, the Center Avenue Bridge, mm-hmm. the wall part is completed. The pedestrian piece is going to close the bridge for 3 weeks, beginning September December 30th. So just a FYI on that. And that's all, unless there's any questions on any other.
It looks really good.
Yeah,
it looks really
beautiful
good.
Beautiful job pointing. I drove
beautiful.
By there. Yeah, they did a nice job.
And they pointed, thanks to Loftus Construction for a talking PennDOT into doing redoing the entire bridge.
Did they point on the south, on the
they,
north side,
yes,
on the creek side?
Everything.
Even on the creek side?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, I have to go
yeah,
and look at it.
Sure. I'm not going to creek to look, but
I was driving by and I saw that both sides of the roadway part of the bridge were pointed, but I obviously didn't stop and hang my head over the other side to see.
No, I think they did it.
I want to get them.
And our resolution.
Yeah. All right. My report is, well, is my report full of stuff proposed for next week? I don't really have anything else other than that. So next week we will be voting on the adoption of Ordinance 805, which is the parking and traffic ordinance, which, as we know, includes some updates, some removing of some spots, some handicap spots, and the parking restriction up on Andrew and Elm. We will be voting on the adoption of the proposed 2025 budget and real estate tax ordinance. The 2025 fee schedule resolution. Does anyone have anything they want to talk about on either of those three before I move on?
I was unsure what all the changes for the fee schedule actually were.
Okay.
We didn't track changes. The only changes were to the professional services that are associated with engineering and legal when connected to subdivision and land development. Other than that, there are no changes to any of our costs for fees and permits, et cetera. They were the only things that changed. And this could be changed at any point if we wanted to, in budget and finance, consider adjusting any of the other fees.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right, so moving on to the last in that list, the our meeting schedule for 2025. Last month, I brought up the idea of possibly moving the council meeting from the second week to the third week of the month to give all of us, as well as the staff and all of our hired professionals, more time to prepare between meetings. It's really tight right now, especially if someone's taking vacation or we're closed for a holiday or whatever. Judy did reach out to the Chancellor Center after doing a bunch of detective work with our committees and their meeting dates and really when our professionals could come. And it turns out that really the only day that would work every month is the third Wednesday. So we would have our work sessions on the first Wednesday of the month and then the council meeting 2 weeks later. There is a list of dates that you sent to everybody, right?
I just gave that to you.
Didn't you send it to everybody in an email?
I think that was
no.
Just the committee.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
So anyway, it would be the third Wednesdays, which is January 15th, February 19th, March 19th, April 16th, May 21st, June 18th, July 16th, August 20th, September 17th, October 15th, November 19th, and December 17th. So really, I just need to know if you guys want to keep things the way it is or if you want to switch.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I have to submit my vacation days.
It's my understanding that the reason why the meetings are so close together now is that so people could take vacation at the end of the month, but I don't care. You guys take vacation whenever you want. We're volunteers.
We'll be in touch. I think it's a good idea.
Emily, the only thing I would just add to that is that there are there'll be two occasions, January and in October, where the first Wednesday is the first of the month, and January that's New Year's Day.
Yeah.
And then in October, the first of October is Yom Kippur. So I was proposing that it would be the second Wednesday.
So there'd only be a week between those two.
In those 2 months. So you'd have just that week in between.
And so, we did confirm with the Chancellor Center that these dates are available for our use.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of council's preference.
Want to bump the couple committee?
Everything will be on Wednesdays.
Yes.
Wednesdays. I like that.
So no, we don't need our slide rule to figure out if it's the first Wednesday following the prior to
No. But if it first happens to be a holiday,
that's going to confuse things, right?
Then it's the following Wednesday.
So I don't know. Does it matter to me?
Well, I mean, I feel like unless everyone feels very strongly one way or the other, we don't change anything. I mean, it just.
I think if the issue is turnaround and getting things together and being more organized for between this meeting and the next one, then I think we should do it. It's my feeling. And yeah.
I think the other thing, if I can add, I'm not advocating here, but if you do decide, if there's something that's on a tighter turnaround, especially with like ordinance adoption, like we saw with the parking ordinance, we don't actually have enough time between work session and the business meeting to advertise anything. If you do put this extra week in there, if you decided a work session, you want us to advertise something for that month's business meeting, we actually have time to do it.
Yeah.
Because it requires a week out.
That's a great.
So if you advertise on the first, if you authorize us on the first Wednesday, we can place that ad, especially with Bucks County's lead time now, I can place it by the next Tuesday and for adoption on the following Wednesday.
Yeah.
So that is
something
that...
So we wouldn't have
that,
to wait a month to...
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm for it.
Sure. Sounds good. Julia?
It's okay. I'm feeling well.
Chris, do you have any strong feelings one way or the other?
Thumbs up.
Okay. All right. Let's make those changes to the...
First one, I will.
We can always change it back if things fall off the rails. If we're all on vacation at the same time.
January.
All right.
So we'll vote to advertise that next month. Or I mean next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Does any, and I don't have anything else with the schedule advertisement. Okay, Gina.
So we have a number of vacancies for next year for the various committees, and a lot of people have stepped up and offered to renew their existing positions, and we have received some new applications as well. So if you look at the list, there's really only a couple. Zoning Hearing Board, we did receive an application for that open position, but otherwise... Yeah, there's a Civil Service Commission alternate position that's open. Trish Beasley has decided not to continue that. But otherwise, yeah, almost everybody has stepped up. And then Human Relations Commission, it has a current vacancy because we had a resignation. So we're looking for somebody for that, an additional person for that, because Gene Gore did step up for that.
What's the thing about Environmental Advisory Council pending? Who hasn't responded on that one yet?
Do you remember who that was?
Yeah, that's Gerard.
He hasn't responded?
Right.
I did reach out to him. He did finally get back to me. And yes, he said he would let us know by Friday so that we would have time to put him on the schedule for next week if he decides to.
Okay.
He wants to review his obligations before he commits to.
Sure.
Okay, any questions for Gina? Okay, any old business?
Well, I have one item, and that has to do with Linkage Park. We're closing out all the grants. DCNR came out, and we had a very pleasant visit with our advisor, and we passed.
Great.
The Flying College, so that's finishing up.
Very good. Yeah, I saw the report you sent in. It looked good.
Yeah, well, that report that I sent in went to the Green Regions grant, and yes, that's supposed to have too, but DCNR also came out.
Good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now some of we just have to find someone to get married there.
That's right.
Any announcements? Any public to be heard? Yes, please state your name for the record.
Warren Nolmer. I have a question about the Wednesday meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Is there still going to be 5:30 meeting and the 7 o'clock meeting, or are they both going to be 5:30, or are they both going to be 7?
No, I was thinking of keeping them the same, 5:30 and 7.
Okay, because I thought I heard that it was going to be advertised. And if that's what's being advertised, that's fine. I just didn't know if that was discussed.
Yeah, no, timing never came up. I think the way it is good, because, like I said...
My only question is, if it's going to be advertised, will the time be advertised?
Of course, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's been decided, the time.
And it is the current 7 o'clock time that I got... Be okay.
Yeah. There was nothing to decide. It was never up for discussion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was never part of the discussion. I mean, it can be, but I think the way we have it works well for businesses who want to come to the work session.
Question then, just procedure-wise, that is something we'll do at the next meeting, is to have a full list of all the meetings for the year and do one bulk advertising, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's an action item to approve that.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Next the meeting schedule.
Yep.
And then we'll have the individual.
Any additional public to be heard? All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passed. Holy.
I was going to say,
on record.
Yeah. It's never happened before.
Someone up there was hearing my prayers.
Michelle didn't even have to leave.
I do want to do a cheer.